without a hand to hold. Will you never make your bed out in the cold? May you never lose your temper if you get hit in a morrow fight. May you never lose your woman overnight. Well, you're just like a great strong sister to me. Stab me in my back, know that the sun will do. So please, won't you please, won't you bury it in mine. Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Please, won't you please, bury it in mine for me. And may you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. Just like a great strong brother to me, and I know that your love is true. And you never talk dirty behind my back, I know that the sun never do. So please, won't you please, won't you bury it in mine. Love is a lesson to learn in a hard time. Please, won't you please, bury it in mine. If you have passed all this crime, and if you recognize this face, down have you seen this face? Dig deep in your mind. Has anybody seen that little girl of mine? She was always a rover, but I'm afraid to say she's strayed too far this time. Now I'm sitting at home, staring at the wall, waiting for the missing person to call. Waiting for the message I'm dreading to hear. Waiting to confirm my darkest fear. She's a missing person, I wish I could see all of the places she might be. Maybe I stop her from being free. Maybe there was something missing in me. Wherever she is, I hope she's doing fine. But I wish that she would phone or drop us a line. Till then I've got nothing to ease my mind, and I'm thinking about her all the time. Thank you.
was an old friend of mine. He was losing his way in life. It did not surprise me to find he got up and left it one night. He just disappeared in the wind. He never really said goodbye, leaving a lifetime behind. He's a walking in a brand new light.
Oh, 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 oh.
He was a man who had everything, high fashion and chains of gold, all of the latest things. He bought whatever they sold. He found that nothing could ever last for a prophet without a creed. He found heaven on a mirror of glass while he was living in hell for free. You could spend a fortune and stay in motion till you're barely alive. Then you can burn the candle till night turns into day. Can't tell yourself that you're living when you know it's a lie. And the child inside is crying out, don't abandon me this way. He's got the soul of a vagabond on the road to a brighter day. He lives like a gypsy with a pilgrim's grace, like a fire on a stormy night, or the joy of a warm embrace. He is the vision of a soul gone right. He's been given the gift of faith. Losing his way in life. It did not surprise me to find he got up and left it one night.
He just disappeared in the wind. He never really said goodbye, leaving a lifetime behind. He's a walking in a brand new life.
Americans don't know what tragedy is. A little 6.5 earthquake can set them to chattering like monkeys. A piece of Chinaware broken. The Union rescue mission falls down. 6 a.m. They sit in their car. They're all driving around. Where are they going? A little excitement has broken into their canned lives. Pardon. Stranger stands next to stranger, chattering gibberish fear, anxious laughter. My baby, my flower pots, my ceiling, my bank account. This is just a tickler, a feather, and they can't bear it. Suppose they bombed the city as other cities have been bombed. Not with an A-bomb, but with ordinary blockbusters, day after day, every day, as has happened in other cities of the world. If the rest of the world could see you today, their laughter would bring the sun to its knees, and even the flowers would leap from the ground like bulldogs and chase you away to where you belong, wherever that is. And who cares where it is, as long as it's somewhere away from here. Listen, will you let me read this shit and just be quiet? The Rat. With one punch, at the age of 16 and a half, I knocked out my father. A cruel Chinese bastard with bad breath. And I didn't go home for some time, only now and then to try to get a dollar from dear mama. It was 1937 in Los Angeles, and it was a hell of a Vienna. I ran with these older guys, but for them it was the same. Mostly breathing hard air and robbing gas stations that didn't have any money. And a few lucky among us worked part-time as Western Union messenger boys. We slept in rented rooms that weren't rented, and we drank ale and wine with the shades down, being quiet. And then awakening the whole building with a fist fight, breaking mirrors and chairs and lamps, and running down the stairway just before the police arrived. Some of us soldiers of the future, running through those empty, starving streets and alleys of Los Angeles. And all of us getting together later in Pete's room, a small cube of space under a stairway. There we were, packed in there, without women, without cigarettes, without anything to drink, while the rich pawed away at their many choices, and the young girls left them, the same girls who spit at our shadows as we walked past. It was a hell of a Vienna. Three of us under that stairway were killed in World War II. Another one is now a manager of a mattress factory. Me? I'm 30 years older. The town is four or five times as big, but just as rotten. And the girls still spit on my shadow. Another war is building for another reason. I can hardly get a job now for the same reason I couldn't then. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. Sex? Well, just the old ones knock on my door after midnight. I can't sleep, and they see the lights and are curious. The old ones, their husbands no longer want them. Their children are gone. If they show me enough good leg, the legs go last, I go to bed with them. So the old women bring me love, and I smoke their cigarettes as they talk. And then we go to bed again, and I bring them love. And they feel good and talk until the sun comes up, then we sleep. It's a hell of a Paris. Once upon a time, a guy called Dylan Thomas was destroyed by poetry audiences. Sit your asses down. I'm going to destroy you instead of you destroying me.
The best love poem I can write at the moment. Listen, I told her. Why don't you stick your tongue up my ass? No, she said. Well, I said, if I stick my tongue up your ass first, then will you stick your tongue up my ass?
Alright. The sweet tunes of my life have gone sour and off key. Writing my tired old rhymes, trying to turn back tides. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. If wishes were fishes, I know where I'd be. Casting my net in the dark rolling sea. And if my net's empty, when it comes back to shore, I'll throw it away and go fishing. Wish I could care again, reach out and share again, mend what's been broken and let it run free. The older I get, it seems, the more wishing takes the place of dreams. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. If wishes were fishes, I know where I'd be. Casting my net in the dark rolling sea. And if my net's empty, when it comes back to shore, I'll throw it away and go fishing no more. I wish I was home again, home in my heart again. It's been a long time since my heart talked to me. Wasted my precious days, wishing my life away. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. Thank you.
There's your family.
But they're not traveling with me.
Where?
Where I'm going.
But you're here. How many?
Four. With the elevator boy.
Ah, he is in your family.
No, here.
And here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guest has just arrived.
Have some champagne.
What do you mean?
Come this way. Gentlemen, port and cigars in the war room. Lord Kitchener will join us presently.
Very
long. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Gentlemen, please. In these troubled times, besieged as we are on all fronts.
Here, here.
There is but one man in whom we can place with complete assurance our faith, hope, and destiny.
There, there!
A man who has won more battles than he has fought.
Where, where?
A man who has the confidence of his people, our generated, veneered leader, our own Fighting Jack, Lord Kitchener. Kitchener!
He knocked over the pitcher. He's dead.
You'd better come with us.
We're no longer
safe here. Let's to the Winter Palace, quick.
Oh, it's the ice show.
Und jetzt, von der Berliner Eispalast und Festspiel, der Pudding-Spinner steht's, der Knackfischprobe, Trump und Juni.
Hello.
Let us go forth to lead this land that we love, joining in the prayer of General George Washington in 1783, that God would have you in his holy protection, that he would incline the hearts of the citizens to entertain a brotherly love and affection one for another, and finally, that he would most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion, without an humble imitation of whose example we can never hope to be a happy nation. The guiding principle and prayer of this nation has been, is now, and shall ever be, in God we trust.
Listening to the music of a traditional Chinese funeral procession. In many urban areas of China, the funeral ceremony epitomizes a society torn between traditional values and contemporary ideas. I'm Alan Ternus, editor of Natural History, magazine of the American Museum of Natural History.
In traditional China, there is a relationship between the body and the soul that needs to be sustained through an elaborate act of burial, which is guaranteed to protect the body so the soul may continue to live in the next world. In urban contemporary Chinese society, that particular cosmology is no longer believed in by large numbers of people.
William Jankowiak is an assistant professor of anthropology at Tulane University. In a recent issue of Natural History, he reported on the funeral of Lao Yu, an elderly Chinese woman.
Lao Yu and her family lived in Huahuat, which is the capital of Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region in northern China. I was able to gain access into Lao Yu's family based on two factors. One, I knew the family. The second reason was that funerals to the Chinese are public displays. Having a foreigner, particularly a foreigner who was going to photo document it, would be proof that they had done the performance correctly. Lao Yu wanted to be buried in traditional form. She believed that this is the way a proper Chinese should be buried in order to maintain life into the next world. Her children were divided over whether there really was another world. They were also divided over whether they should obey their mother or go against her and her wishes.
In the end, Lao Yu's family decided on a traditional funeral, one that would unite the family and impress the neighbors.
The final act of the funerary rite is the banquet, which is to symbolize unity and a celebration and rejuvenation of life. Lao Yu's family, at that banquet, showed they had not reconciled anything. Everyone, highly inebriated, let their true feelings and ambiguities out, therefore exposing it to friends and neighbors. And by publicly displaying that ambivalence, had demonstrated a tremendous sense of a fractured family, a family in disunity, if you will.
So this attempt to display unity actually revealed the deep divisions in a modern Chinese family. Today, China's urban population, like Lao Yu's family, is struggling to reconcile old customs with new values and ideas. I'm Alan Ternus, and I hope you'll join me next time for the Sounds of Natural History. Thank you.